Welcome to the Abundant Yoga Teacher Podcast. My name's Amy McDonald. I'm a yoga teacher, yoga student, and a yoga business coach. And I'm here to support you to share your yoga with the people in your community who really need it. So if you're an amazing yoga teacher, but you sometimes struggle with the business part of what it is that you do, you're in the right place. I hope you thoroughly enjoy everything I've got in store for you. And if you have any suggestions, questions, or ideas for future podcasts, reach out to me on Instagram at Amy Yoga Biz Coach. Hey there, happy Monday. Welcome back. Maybe it's your first time to the Abundant Yoga Teacher Podcast. Hey, this is kind of exciting. I've been podcasting for most of the Kali Yuga. Those of you, the OGs, remember before podcasting was even a thing, we would do these trunk call, like group conference calling things instead of a podcast. Anyway, I've been doing it for forever, but I've only just started, embarrassing, God, only just started actually looking at the stats for how many people listen. And I'm quite chuffed. So, we're definitely into four figures a month. And in fact, I haven't even been tracking for a month. So who knows? Watch this space. I'm feeling quite chuffed about that. Exciting. Thanks everybody for downloading and listening and giving me feedback and all of the good things. It's really heartening. So thanks. I've just had this morning our abundant contributor Patreon bonus business coaching session. So nice to see everybody there this morning. And I wanted to do a special welcome to my new patrons, Tracy, Astra, and Yolanda. Hey ladies, welcome and thank you so much for your support. If you're not yet a supporter of this podcast, you can do that with the link in the episode notes. And we have the Q&A call happening for patrons only, abundant contributors and abundant supporters happening tomorrow. So that's Tuesday, 9 a.m. Melbourne, Canberra, Sydney, Brisbane, Albury, Wodonga, Castlemaine time zone. Hope to see some of you there for that as well. So nice connecting with everybody who is supporting me on Patreon. Thanks, everyone. Next up for the PSAs is just a reminder that my Black Friday sale is on my one-to-one coaching package, which is called Grow, Serve, and Shine. Again, there's the link in the episode notes. I've been saying for the past couple of weeks that it's important that you have a call with me first if you've never done this program before. So I know a couple of people are signing up who have already done this package with me before and they're kind of re-upping and we don't need to necessarily have a Zoom call for that. But if you haven't done it, it is important that we talk first. I want to make sure that I can actually help you, that I feel good about your investment, and that, you know, that I can give you what you need, and also that we're going to get along and, you know, be the right fit for each other. However, now that it's whatever the date it is today, the 22nd, this sale obviously ends at the end of the month. What that means is there's not a whole lot of time left in my calendar to book in for those sessions. So if you are interested in signing up for Grow, Serve, and Shine with the 25% off, which is my 2021 Black Friday deal offer, and you can't find yourself a time, what I'm going to do is put on a group call, so you can just come along to that and get your questions asked in the event that you tried to book yourself in into my calendar, but everything's already snatched up because lots of people are interested. So that's happening this Thursday at 7 a.m. Again, that's Melbourne, Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time, Thursday, 7 a.m. Zoom call for anybody who's interested in signing up for Grow, Serve, and Shine, has questions, wants to talk to me, and hasn't been able to book in a one-to-one time to do that because my calendar is pretty close to maxed out at this point with people interested in that program. Just a heads up too, there are 5 spots left for Grow, Serve, and Shine if you wanted one. Rightio, so that's the public service announcements for this week. The topic for this week is influenced by some of the conversations that a couple of my Patreon supporters brought to our group call this morning, and also from a conversation that I've had recently with one of my Grow, Serve, and Shine clients, and it's about productivity. And I know we've touched on this topic in the past, and I know it's not necessarily the sexiest topic of all time, but I just really want to to be perfectly frank, I would love it if you were better at this, because there's so much amazing life waiting for you that you could be doing when you're not doing, you know, unnecessary toil on your business. And I know that this has been my challenge over the past 2 years. Really, I put myself to the test to see how possible is it actually to do way less, be contributing, have a business that you know, that's artha with dharma, feel good about my right livelihood, generate an amount of money that lets me have a life that I enjoy, plus supporting causes I believe in and saving for my retirement, all of that good stuff. But working as little as possible. And I've got it down to somewhat of an art. In fact, I was having a conversation yesterday with a very, very good friend of mine, and I was saying that last week I'd been to a bunch of yoga classes, and I'd been out to the ashram, and I hadn't been out there for since before COVID, and I went on a nice day trip out to the Grampians, and I met Cherie from yoga studio out there in Stawell, and did a special event, pop-up event that she was offering that was fabulous. And that, as well as that, I'd actually been on a date, a first date, and as we had a sort of lunch, whatever, vineyard, nice, warm day, sunny, in the grapevines, lovely, good chat, whatever. As the date was wrapping up, my date said to me, "So, what have you got planned for the rest of your Sunday?" And I said, "Oh, I don't know." And my date said, "Oh, well, I've got la, 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 la." And went on to talk about all the things on the list that were going to get done for the remainder of the Sunday. And in the moment I thought, oh man, you know, this is Vasana. This is Amy McDonald Samskara. Hello, old friend. Because my mind went instantly to, oh no, I've got nothing. Oh, what a loser. I mean, it wasn't quite a loser, but you know what I mean. It was a little homeopathic dose of what a loser in that moment. I've got nothing planned. Anyway, I'm driving home, and it was a 2-hour drive home, which, you know, hashtag Svadhyaya, good times. Driving home, and I thought, you know, I've worked really hard so that I don't have anything planned on Sunday afternoon. I did that on purpose, because by the time I get home, I don't know what I'm going to feel like doing, and I'm going to decide then. And my friend was reminding me of this because guess what? One of the things that I did on my Sunday afternoon was talk to my beautiful friend, and she said, "You know, Amy, you've worked really hard to have all of this space in your life. Like, this is by design. You should enjoy it." And she's right. And I want this for you too. So all of this is a really, really long-winded way of saying the topic of productivity might sound like trying to chew and swallow psyllium husks. I get it. And actually, when it's working, guess what? Life equals awesome. Another friend said to me during the week, "Wow, you go out a lot." And I said, "Well, because I've got lots of time. Like, I decided on Friday morning, I'm going to go out to the ashram for a yoga nidra and lunch. Great. I've got time. What else are you going to do on a Friday except do some yoga nidra, sit in the Shiva peep, meditate, you know, eat some yummy food, chat to some other nerdy yogi people, drive home, getting a bloody turmeric latte en route." I know, that's a nonsense. Don't message me about turmeric lattes. They taste nice, whatever. So if you are interested in perhaps either just having more space in your life or simply being able to bring other things into the gaps that you can create by being more productive in your business, then I really hope that this topic is going to be helpful to you. And to try and chunk it down and make it more achievable, I've created a 6-step process. I don't know about steps being even numbers. When I was writing these out, preparing to record, I thought, yes, 5 steps. It's a 5 steps. And then I was writing it. I thought, oh, damn it. Could I mash 5 and 6 together? But I'm trying to have like a verb for each one. So anyway, I know probably a 5-step process would be more appealing. There's something about, it's like an ex of mine who used to arrange, was a Catholic and used to do the flowers for church. And I learned the lesson in that relationship that you never have even numbers in a floral arrangement. Yes, that's true. Thank you. You're welcome. If you didn't know that, this might be what you needed to get from this podcast. 3s and 5s in the vase, never even numbers. No 2 carnations, 3 carnations, 3 gladioli. What other flowers do you have for the volunteer floral arrangements at Catholic Church in Williamstown? Definitely gladioli. Definitely carnations. What else is with a little bit of gypsophila, baby's breath? You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, that was a really random tangent. So all of this to say that I have, if this process was a floral arrangement at Mass, it may be displeasing to some of the volunteers because there are 6, not 5, gladioli in my process. Okay. That makes me think of Dame Edna. Don't DM me about my similarities with Dame Edna. If you don't know who Dame Edna is, there's a Google for you. I will accept a Dame Edna GIF as a DM if such things exist. For my valued listeners, that would give me a chuckle. So two of the yoga teachers who were on the Patreon yoga business coaching session this morning were talking about how they've both taken on more hours in their corporate roles. One had a position and she's taken on an extra half a day of what was a part-time position, and the other yoga teacher, she's actually taken on a whole other full-time job, which blows my mind. But actually this particular yoga teacher is fabulous, and it doesn't really surprise me that she's just, you know, take it on even more. And so we were talking about, well, how do you, both of them are committed to maintaining their business, their yoga business, while also showing up and doing great work in their corporate roles. And they're looking to fine tune and streamline the offerings that they have in their yoga business in order to accommodate, family time, corporate time, self time, all of it. And so the piece that really, that they're looking to, where they're looking to create efficiency is in the administration and the business behind the curtain kind of part of what it means to be a yoga business owner. So they're still delivering services, still putting out content, but how can they be more efficient in the stuff that's sort of internally facing, if you like, promotions, marketing, newsletters, customer service, admin, social media, that. And then conversely, to that, those conversations which are happening this morning, I've also just had a conversation with a private client who was talking about how she's actually at the point now where she's feeling guilty. I'm interested to know if this resonates for you. She's feeling guilty because she's working a hell of a lot less in that internally facing stuff. So not the delivery of services, but everything else that you do as a yoga business owner. She's working so much less on that front, and she's seeing great results. We started working together in one-to-one coming up. We're at the 11-month mark, actually. And when we started working together, she said she has an online membership. She wanted to have 100 online members, and she wanted to turn over 6 figures, 100 grand or more in her yoga business per annum. And we were checking in, and she's had some things happening in her life, and she's been, you know, her energy has been significantly diverted to other things that she's really important things, meaningful things that she's working on. And she was feeling guilty because she hasn't been doing that much stuff in her yoga business. And so I went back to the goals that we'd written down together when we started working together. It was, like I said, it was December of 2020. And where she'd said, I want 100 members and I want 6 figures. And I said, okay, well, how many online members do you have at the moment? And she said, well, I have 100. And I said, okay, well, what's your turnover year to date? Like from when we started working together till now, how much money have you turned over? She said, oh, $93,500. Okay. And so you're feeling guilty because you've only posted 3 times this month on Instagram. Why? Why are you feeling bad that you haven't been working, air quotes, hard recently? Because guess what? You're achieving your goals. There is something ridiculous about how we feel guilty if we're not working hard enough. And I know for me, damn, that has been a learning curve. This past 2 years in deciding I'm going to create more time for myself, one of the significant overcomings I was faced with was the guilt, not feeling guilty about not working that much. And as I've said before, these days, as of November 2021, I work 3 days a week, 3 weeks a month on my yoga business, and that's it. And you want to know something? I don't feel any guilt. Last week was my week off. I went to lots of yoga classes. I went out to the ashram. I went to the gym every day. I ran on my treadmill every day. I walked my dog around the botanical gardens every day. I read books. I watched all of the Daniel Craig James Bond movies. Yes, yes, I did. Some scenes I watched twice. I'm just going to leave it at that. It was art. It's just for art. I potted in the garden. I did a lot of laundry, tidied up some shit, like all of that stuff. I went for some hikes. I spent the afternoon with my sister because I'm now allowed to go into her house. This is very exciting for us. All this stuff. Did all of it. Any guilt? Nah. I guess what else I did? I wasted time. I wasted heaps of it. In fact, I don't even believe that wasting time is a thing. Whoever came up with that phrase is very naughty. You can't waste time. You've got some time. What are you going to do with it? You're living now. What are you going to do with your time? Do whatever the hell you want. My point is that there is this fallacy of hard work or full time. Oh, Lord. Oh, I'm full time. Okay. Well, guess what? I'm not full time. Who cares? I'm full time obsessed about yoga. I am full time lit up about the awesome people that I get to coach. I am full time consumed by what I'm going to do next and ideas and projects. But I'm not full time at my goddamn computer. I'm not full-time stressing out about where the money's coming from. I'm not full-time doom-scrolling through my competitors' social media. I'm not full-time procrastinating about stuff that's not actually going to help me get more people into my classes, but if I pay for it, at least I might feel more confident. Full-time schmull-time. I've got time and I've got freedom to allocate it in a way that feels good to me. Maybe your version of allocating time looks like cooking yummy meals for your family. Maybe your version of full time looks like, God, I don't know, anything else. Who cares? You know, this is what I'm talking about. Like, why on earth would we want to be at the computer all the time if we don't have to? So hopefully I've enticed you a little to consider that maybe productivity equals awesome and time is so precious. You want to use it in the best way you can. You want to invest it. You can't waste it. You want to invest it. You want to do great things with it, whether that's Daniel Craig or yoga at a winery or folding your laundry or cuddling your dog or going on dates or whatever the hell, getting your hair done, having someone else paint your toenails. This is something I need to do. God, now that I've finally got glasses, I can actually see. No, you thought you were a little bit rubbish about painting your own toenails. You suck at it, Amy. There's something about having, shout out to everybody else who's got limited range of external rotation in the femur, makes painting your toenails really hard. You can't get to your foot. Man, or maybe if I could sit in Malasana, I could paint my toenails. Don't know. Any toenail asana tips, DM them to me. So let's talk about this six-step process that is actually what I did to get to where I am. And so definitely actually it would seem on Mondays, it still comes up for me a little bit. I still have this kind of flighty energy around making sure that everything gets done rather than just swanning through my day, ticking things off because I got this. Here is my six-step process for productivity real talk. Okay, so the first thing that needs doing is you need, step one is doing an audit of your ongoing weekly tasks. So because this is my actual process, I'll walk you through, I'll illustrate these steps with examples from my own business. So it might be different from your business, you know, you can do the conversion. So I know that if I did an audit of my weekly tasks, then it looks like this: do the podcast, put out a newsletter, put out a Medium article, schedule something to happen every day for social media, clear out my email inbox every day, check my Instagram and Facebook notifications every day, do a minimum of 3 Instagram stories every day. At the moment, that's kind of like my basic weekly tasks. There will be more things coming. Maybe for you, it's record a YouTube class or, go live on LinkedIn or write a blog post or complete another module of a training that you're doing or write another chapter of your book, whatever. So these are the things that every week they have to get done. I want to audit them. What is on your list? What are the things every week that must be repeated every week? Take an audit, write those down. What are your ongoing weekly tasks? And what you might find is, what did I list out? 7, 8 maybe? I don't know. I didn't count very well on my fingers. I was holding the pen at the same time, so I don't know if I used every finger. I don't know. Let's say there's 7 because I'm picking an odd number, remember? Gladioli. Let's say there's 7. Okay, good. If sometimes it can feel when we're in the swirl of how much needs happening in our business, like it's overwhelming. Oh my God, I've got so much to do. But actually every week I've got 7 things to do. Just seven. No big deal. Next, so audit, how many weekly things do you have to get done? I know that's my stuff. I got that. That is every day, every week, they are my ongoing tasks. Next, every week, on Monday, every week, I pick 2 or 3 what I call special projects. So one-off things that I'm going to achieve in addition to the stuff that has to happen every week. Now, again, these are the pieces that can start to feel overwhelming when we're not being strategic about them. I've got so much to do. So if I think about my business right now, I know I need to make some adjustments to the back end of my podcast. I've got to write a survey for this new project that I'm working on. I've got to prepare for a photo shoot I've got happening next week. I've got to create a whole new lead magnet. That's a big thing. And the onboarding email sequence, a whole new freebie. I've got to make all of that happen. What else? I want to change out the imagery on my homepage. I want to delete some unused pages on my website. I want to do some thinking about what my classes might look like. My in-person classes are going to look like in January. I need to get my head around the fact of whether or not I'm going to do the Abundant Yoga Teacher Retreat in 2023. And if I am, when I'm going to start selling that. I want to come up with a YouTube channel marketing strategy because this is something I've underutilized and I want to get it back on track. I want to, I've got some books that I've been sent that I need to read so that I can interview those people for my podcast, and on and on and on. There is a hell of a lot of stuff that falls into that category. But you know what? I'm picking two or three of them a week, and that's it. And I'm perfectly comfortable with the fact that that in tray will never be empty. Never. I'm never going to get to the bottom of that thing. I'm never going to find out what it looks like. I don't care. I'm just picking two or three per week, and I'm going to progress those. And that's it. That's it. So step two is to choose two or three special projects for the week and let that be it. Obviously, you need to be mindful of their deadlines and commitments you've made to other people and cash flow and all of those good things. But you don't set yourself up for overwhelm by knowing that you have this full load of stuff and somehow anticipating that it's all going to get done immediately. It's not. So let's just take it off the table. Pick two or three to put back on the table and get those ones done. Next, step three is assess how much time you think each of these tasks actually require. So let's say I've got my seven every week things and two extra things. Okay, I'm going to look at all of those and put a number down, time, how much time I've given myself. Actually, I'm going to go to my calendar. Spoiler, that's coming up. Okay. All right. So this week I have given myself an hour to research whether or not I should use the articles that I'm creating and writing for Medium as a blog on my website to enhance my SEO. And I want to know, is there a plugin so that I can still publish on Medium and also have them appear as a blog or vice versa on my website purely for SEO? Does that work for me? I don't know, but I know the answer to that. I'm not freaking out about it. Oh my God, I need to figure out how to use a blog to make SEO. And No. Tomorrow, I have an hour where I'm going to figure that out. Great. Let's see, what else have I got? Oh, just noticed I've actually written that in twice for the week. Score! Just got myself some time back. Yes. Oh, okay. Here's another one. Another thing that this one I'm going to be doing on Wednesday at 9 a.m. I've given myself 2 hours to look more closely into podcast analytics and tracking. Great. I'm going to do that. Then, cool. Don't have to worry about it now. My calendar is going to tell me to do it on Wednesday. That means because I had two things in, one thing in twice, I'm going to do another thing for a client and for me. I'm going to give myself an hour to investigate Pinterest ads. What are they like? I'm going to set one up. I'm going to give it a run, see if it works. I've never run a Pinterest ad before, but I registered for it last week. Why? Because it was a special project on the list. This week, I'm going to give myself an hour to play around with it and learn some stuff and see if I like it or not. Great. I also know recording this podcast takes me an hour, 40 or so minutes to chat with you guys, half, and then 15 minutes to load it up, get it out there onto all the platforms, quickly type up a newsletter and send it to everybody, letting you all know that the podcast is ready to listen to. Hi Gail and anybody else who actually clicks the link in the email to listen to this podcast. I love all you. Not many people do it that way. Most people listen to it on Apple and Spotify, but all of you awesome people who actually click that newsletter and are listening to this now because of it. Hi. Hi, Gail. Hi, everyone else. Love it. Cool. I know it takes me 15 minutes to write my social media content for the week. Great. That's in there. I've already done that this morning. Did that between this and that, the other thing, whatever. Great. Done. What else was on my list? Clear. Okay. I've done the inbox. Did that this morning already. Great. Sorted. Done. I know how much all of these things, how much time all of these things actually take. It's no big deal. So assess how long each of these things are going to take. Now, if it's the first time that you've done it, you might not know. That's okay. Give it your best guess. More similarly, some things, like say, for example, scheduling 5 posts of social media takes me 15 to 20 minutes. Great. I know that because I've done it for a long time. It has a discrete amount of time to get the task finished. Other things like do some research about Pinterest ads, that could be something that you could end up spending the whole day on. Maybe you sit there for 3 hours. Maybe you're also doom scrolling. Maybe you see something, bright, shiny object. Someone said three chair poses that are great for seniors on a Pinterest post, and all of a sudden you're looking at that, and then you're looking at something else that she's written, and then you're on her website, and then you're over on her Instagram, and then you see that she's got a retreat coming up in Tulum, and then you're looking at the retreat venue, and then you're seeing who else has taught retreats there, and now you're looking at your own calendar because maybe you'd like to go to Tulum, but didn't you see a nice retreat in Spain? So let's go find that one. And maybe we should send an email to them, but oh, I don't know, I should check my bank account. Holy smokes, what the F is going on? So if it's either going to be task bound or it's going to be time bound, give yourself an hour to explore something. For example, when the timer goes off, stop looking at the thing. Okay, so step one, audit your ongoing weekly tasks. Step two, choose two or three special projects for that week. Knowing that, the tray of special projects never ends. It's okay. It's just a phenomenon. Don't worry about it. It's just always there. It's like, I don't know, gravity. Forget about it. It just works for you, except your boobs. But that's another thing. Three, best guess. How much time do each of these tasks take, or how much time are you going to contain them to? No doom scrolling, just exploring one particular thing on the interwebs for a particular amount of time. Step four, schedule that shit. I know I've said this a lot, but the reason I know, okay, do this and this and this and that, and then you're free for the rest of the day is because it's in my calendar. It's in my calendar. Doesn't matter. Not trying to hold it in my brain, not lost it on a post-it note, stuck in my purse. Oh, it's just in my calendar. And Google says, hey, Amy, you've got an hour to go and then you need to go do this other thing. Hey, Amy, it's time to go to the gym. Hey, Amy, you're done for the day. Go watch some more Daniel Craig. I'm on a bender. Is it enduring love? Oh, my God. Is that what's coming next? Probably. Anyway, that, like, put it in your calendar, schedule specifically, like actually the time, not, oh, I might do that on Wednesday, but I'm doing that on Wednesday at 9 o'clock. Yes. Yes. We cannot know freedom. We cannot know, you know, liberation without bondage. You need to lock stuff in so that you know when your break time is. I know that from 1 o'clock until 5 o'clock today, Monday, the busiest day of the week for me, from 1 p.m. until 5 p.m., I can do whatever the F I like. I'm going to walk my dog, going to go lift some weights, going to lie on my veranda in the nude, in the sun. Yes, yes, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to read some book. Great. This is my biggest, fullest day of the week. And I'm doing that because I've got things scheduled into my calendar, and then at 5 o'clock, I'll be back at my desk for another couple of hours, laser focused, loving hanging out with my Grow, Serve, Shine clients. Brilliant. Step five. You need to monitor how much time stuff actually takes. So when, again, if you've never done this before, if it's the first time that you're working on this stuff, you might not know what is a realistic amount of time to expect to spend on any given task. So monitor it and adjust it in your calendar. So let's say, for example, you say, okay, I'm new at this. I'm going to give myself an hour to schedule my social media content for the week. And you sit down and you're focused and you're not letting yourself get distracted or doom scrolling or anything else. You're just doing that one task and you find, oh, you know what? That actually only took me 45 minutes. Great. Adjust your calendar up next time. You know, next time you know what it's going to take. It's not going to take 60, it's going to take 45. Great. So monitor how much time these things actually take. Also, monitor your tendencies. If you know that you can tend to go on a bit of a click rabbit hole, just know that you do that. I know for me, sometimes I find that I am doing one thing and then I won't fully finish a task. There's been a lot of times when it's not until Tuesday that I go, oh shit, I didn't send the newsletter. I've written it. It's ready to go. I just didn't press that final button and get the monkey high five because I got distracted or I moved on to the next thing. So just monitor not only how long the tasks take, but any patterns or behaviors that you notice in yourself that you can improve on over time. And then step six is evaluating for next time. So that's the example I just said with the social media. Turns out it takes you 30 minutes, not 60. Or maybe you're one of my Keep Growing Mastermind people. She's completing up a long, significant period of study. She's putting together a portfolio to submit for assessment. So maybe she decides that she's going to do an hour a week to finish off her final assessments, hypothetically. Turns out to finish one well to the degree that she feels great about it, it takes her 90 minutes. So next week, she knows she needs to find herself 90 minutes, not 60 minutes. And that's it. And as I was saying to one of my abundant contributors on the Patreon call this morning, the fun part about this is challenging yourself to reduce the time down each time you do it. When I when I started out with this podcast, before it was a podcast, back when it was on Instant Teleseminar, I would write the entire script from beginning to end. And that would take me hours. Hours. It was okay, I did it at my corporate job. Oh, word looks like word, right? Who knows? I'm not talking about, I don't know, vegetation protection. Now I kind of have my mind open for ideas a couple of days before what might be useful. Sit down, write out my basic agenda, points I want to make, what my, 5 points or 6 points or whatever are. That might take me 5 minutes. Turn on the recorder, talk to you for 40, 45 minutes, upload it to the internet, send out a newsletter, 15 minutes. Great. I'm like an hour and five all in. So from 5 hours at the start to an hour now, good, fun. That gives me the 4 hours I'm going to spend with my dog or at the gym or whatever this afternoon, because I just don't need that much time anymore. I've decided to become more efficient over time. And that's where you get the freedom back. It's not necessarily saying, you know what, I'm just not feeling like a podcast this week. I'm just not feeling it. No. The podcast happens, but I'm just really committed to it only taking an hour. I still want it to be good. I still want it to be useful. I'm not abandoning you or me. And being consistent with these things is incredibly important, particularly for things like podcasts. People will be waiting for your podcast. If you have a podcast, don't skip. Keep dropping episodes. Anyway, that's another topic for another day. But for today, this is not about self-abandoning. It's not about compromising your business success because you're not into it or something else has come up. It's about being super productive and efficient. Now, obviously, there will be times, unfortunately, right, when you can't do the thing. You can't even do it in advance and schedule it because things happen. Situations arise. I'm not saying don't be with your family in an emergency or anything like that. Or if you're sick, get up and kill yourself to finish the book. No. But these kind of optional, I'm just not feeling it. I don't know. Are you just not feeling like, paying your bills? No. Do your job. This is where it gets to be fun and playful. Test yourself. As I was saying again to the women on the Patreon call this morning, that let the time, the amount of time that you've set for yourself, once you've been through this process a few times, right? So once you have a realistic expectation of how long things actually take, let the time be fixed. Let the quality flux. And I'm not saying turn out shit. No. Still let the quality be good, but let the quality be good enough. I'm pretty sure no one who actually values you and what you offer in business is going to notice the variation in quality that you notice. And if anybody sends you the message of me, guess what? They're not your ideal student anyway. Someone emailed me. I did a typo. I did a resend, on MailChimp, and it says so many percent of your people didn't open your yada. Every now and then, I'm not consistent with this, but every now and then I think, oh, bugger it. I'll send it out to the people who didn't open it, and I always give it a new subject because who knows, maybe the reason they didn't open it was because the subject wasn't compelling. All right, write a new subject, press hold a button down, send it out to the people who didn't open. I did it the other day without my glasses, and I did a typo. Spelt curious wrong. And someone emailed me and said, I think what you meant to say was curious, correctly spelled. And they were right. I did a typo in the subject line. Not a good look. But you want to know what? The person who sent me that email, I don't know who they are. I don't think they've ever bought anything from me before. The people who I like working with, who come to my stuff, who I've helped over time, they probably look at that and went, huh, Amy did a typo. Huh. Right? Really, this is the difference. If like, again, I didn't mean to do a typo. And I'm an editor, trained. Typos are not a good thing for me, but I'm not diving back under the doona thinking, oh, holy God, I spelt curious wrong. And people are hate spamming me because of it. So let the time be fixed. Let the quality flux in a way that you're still committed to doing a great job, but it doesn't have to be the best job of your life. It's just yoga. This is not the fucking Magna Carta. This is not the Bhagavad Gita. It's your email. Make a typo. Don't try to. But if it happens, never mind. You fell out of Bakasana. Never mind. So who cares if everybody got a newsletter that says, hey, test first name. Who cares? Doesn't matter. Don't try to do it. Try and be great. But if you're not excellent every goddamn time, it doesn't matter. You don't have to change the world every time you make an Insta story. Maybe one person gets a lol out of it. Winning. Winning. All right, let me go back through the gladioli. Step one, audit your ongoing weekly tasks. Step two, choose two or three special projects per week. Step three, assess how much time is actually required to complete each one. Step four, schedule specifically each task in a specific, actually in your calendar, actually going to happen, actually at that time. Step five, monitor as you do those tasks, particularly if you're just starting out with this system, how long each of them takes. And step six, evaluate for next time. Do you need more time? Do you need less time? Did you find yourself, because you scheduled something at 2 o'clock when actually you should have gone and had something to eat, getting quickly distracted? Did you set it up to do that task at night when actually you need more brain time and it should be done in the morning? Did you, et cetera, et cetera. So just notice your patterns and your tendencies, how much time it takes or doesn't, and do better next time. Not because there's anything wrong with the way that you did it, other than just efficiency is awesome. So there you have it, folks, another edition of the Abundant Yoga Teacher Podcast. Hey, favor to ask, if you found the content useful, I would be very grateful if you could support this podcast by giving me a 5-star rating. And if you've got a moment, a review would be super cool. No pressure, of course. Like I said earlier, if you have any suggestions for podcast topics in the future, I would love to be in service. DM me on Instagram @AmyYogaBizCoach. Take deep care.